I'm a really firm believer in dreaming big. I mean, setting it so high that people hear it and they get uncomfortable. If you don't do that, I feel like you're selling yourself short.
So dreaming big from a small town Nebraska kid.
Probably credit that to my dad. You know, he was always like, you can do this. You can play football. You can be in the NBA. He told me that from a young age, and I really believed it. I don't know if I've ever seen him miss a day of work in his life. And that's kind of just how I was brought up.
Your journey, though, has not been simple.
No.
By a long shot.
I really only played 1 year of high school football, varsity football, because I broke my collarbone twice my junior year. Senior year, starting quarterback, won the state tournament, which is awesome. That's one of my favorite football memories, man. You look back at that, and you're with your boys. And then I ended up walking on at Nebraska. They wanted me to play defensive back. And I told them, no, I'm going to be a quarterback. This is what I want to do. And ended up transferring to Nebraska Omaha and played there for 4 years. But here's the thing about dreaming big. Sometimes you got to change them. You don't have to change the end goal, but the way to get there, obviously, I had to say, all right, if I want to play football, my opportunity is going to be switching positions.
And that process occurred because of bad luck.
2 days before my pro day, I ended up doing a private workout with the Miami Dolphins because they didn't want to stick around an extra day after Nebraska's pro day. And I blew my thumb out on my throwing hand 2 days before my pro day. I don't tell nobody, because if I tell them, nobody's showing up. Wrapped it up, put a brace on it, and ended up running routes. Like a typical workout as a tight end and a wide receiver thing, they just want to see my athletic ability. And Mike Tice was the only one there that he basically headed up the whole thing. He's like, listen, I'm going to throw. So he threw the entire day. I think we won 100%.
So then you get here and you still have injury trouble. You had a good start in Jacksonville, but the injuries kept piling up.
Yep.
And even here, after a great showing against the Philadelphia Eagles, you maybe thought, okay, I'm back together now.
Yeah.
You're playing for the first time in 3 years. How hard was it and how did you overcome?
Last year's preseason was the toughest one because I'm back and I can show them that I can still do this. And then we go out week two of the preseason and it was just a routine play where I'm blocking the safety and put my foot down to kind of like reload to get him, and my foot just snapped. And then like instantly hit me like, I'm done. Like, I'm done. I had a lot of people ask me like, you know, why don't you give up? And I wasn't raised that way. You know what I mean? I mean, look where I came from. And the things that were instilled in me, I wanted to play, and that's what I was going to go get.
And so the exclamation point of your recovery and where you're at right now would be summarized in that one-handed catch on Monday Night Football against the San Diego Chargers.
Everything leading up to it, everything that I've battled through, was so cool.
Jay steps up, throws. Oh! Handed catch into the end zone. Zach Miller, touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. Cutler fired a BB. And a one-handed catch by a wide open Zach Miller for the score.
It was one of the best memories that I have from my career.
Tell me about Kristen, her support, and how impactful has she been keeping that dream alive?
Yeah, she's been my biggest supporter. The cool thing about her, she's traveled with me every single place we've went. From draft day on, we've never split up as a family, so she's got my back.
Do you feel whole now?
Yeah. I feel like I got a lot of years left because I'm 31, but I haven't played. You know, I didn't have the wear and tear of, you know, 3-4 years in between, and I feel like there's a lot left in the tank.